is our returning champion, Vicki Ritterhoff from Flint, Michigan. Stand by to see Vicki play for an entertainment package valued at $6,000. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a BMW valued at $23,160 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. Hi, thank you. Thank you, Dave, Dyer, and Greg. Hello there. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back our champion, Vicki Ritterhoff. Hi, Vicki.
Hi.
Well, again, I congratulate you on winning that championship on the last show. You decided you didn't want the trailer, right? That's not your lifestyle, huh?
Well, I don't think my husband would have fit in.
Yeah, that's what you said. How tall or big is your husband?
Six,
as a case?
6'5"
That's pretty tall, fella. Yeah. Well, you put your money in the bank, and Jay was talking about the entertainment center. It's a great, great prize worth $6,000. You have $65 in your bank account. Costs $175 here, so you need $110. You need a pretty good win here today in order to walk away with that. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, good luck. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer.
I was going to say, speaking of height, how tall are you again?
5 foot. No, I'm 6'4".
Oh, okay.
What do you have for us?
This contestant is an avid spelunker from Pleasanton, California. Let's give a warm hello to Cherry Ice.
Hi there, Cherry.
And she's a communication specialist from Ontario, California. A big hand to Cheryl Nagash.
Hi there, Cheryl. You're only 4'10", but you wear big shoes, right? See you later, Summer. Cheryl, you are a communications specialist.
Yes, I've dabbled with the media for about 8 years now. I've done newspaper, I've done radio announcing, and my next big project is to write historical documentaries for TV.
Oh, that sounds nice. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you. Good luck here.
Nice to have you here. Jerry, an average, we were not sure, is it a spelunker or a spelunker?
How? Well, it depends on the regional dialect, but spelunker is what...
Spelunker, and that is what? You?
One who explores caves, and originally I was from Indiana. And Indiana, as well as Kentucky, is great cave country. But since I've been in the Bay Area for the last 3.5 years, I've spent most of my time just looking for a cave.
Yeah, that would be a problem there. That would scare me doing that. Nice to have you here as well, Jerry. Good luck. $20 will start all three of you off. And, of course, the player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. Gets to go shopping. We'll start with this for $5. On what TV show would you find a bailiff named Bull and a judge named Harry, Vicki?
Night Court.
Night Court it is. Vicki beats Jerry and Cheryl with the buzzer. $5 for the correct answer. She's a 25. What is your hobby if you're a shutterbug? Vicki.
Photography.
Very quick with that buzzer and a $10 lead for the champion. What crashed on Thursday, October 24th, 1929? Vicki.
The stock market.
Yes, indeed. Three in a row for the champion and a $15 lead. If you buy a building and everything that's in it, you get it lock, stock, Jerry?
And barrel.
This time you beat her to the buzzer. $5 for Jerry to 25. Give me the three-letter name of the Chinese pan designed for quick stir-fry cooking. Cheryl.
Wok.
Wok it is, and Cheryl gets up there on his rowboat. That's nice. But it's time now for an instant bargain, and it is the player in the lead who can buy bargain merchandise. And Vicki, you have a $10 lead. You picked up some good things on the last show. Would you like to pick up these?
Vicki, here's a bright idea for your home. These beautiful lamps, all side lamps, octagonal, teeth caddy lamp, a swing arm table lamp, and a pharmacy floor lamp. All solid brass, furnished by All Side Lamps. And they're normally priced at $475. But today on Sale of the Century, they're yours for only $5.
Three very lovely lamps, $475 worth, Vicki. Cost you $5 to buy the lamps. That's all. Just $5.
Could be real illuminating.
Oh. That line's worth $100 anytime. The lamps and $100 in cash, and you'd still have a $5 lead. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Didn't like the lamps that much. I like the line, though. Back with it. This animal is the symbol of the political party that was led in 1912 by Teddy Roosevelt. Cheryl.
Donkey.
No, close. No, that's the Bull Moose Party. Bull Moose Party, yes. So you lose $5 on that for the incorrect answer, down to 20. The man who reminds you that smoking may be hazardous to your health has the title Surgeon General.
General.
Surgeon General it is. You got that $5 right back. And again, a tie with Jerry for second place. In the book, what little girl was taken by her cranky aunt to live with her grandfather in the Alps? Cheryl?
Heidi.
Heidi it is. Cheryl with a couple in a row, and she's in second place. Time now for the Fame Game. Players are playing for control of the Fame Game board, and buzz in when you know a fictional character. I am the larger-than-life title character in a movie first produced in 1933. My male co-stars were Robert Armstrong and Bruce Cabot. While I appeared to be alive, I was actually an animated model. I was discovered Cheryl.
Godzilla.
Incorrect. With the rest of the question, no dollar value. You're playing for control of the board, so you stay at 30, but we'll clear the board. Continue for Jerry and Vicky. I was discovered on a jungle island and brought to New York. Vicky.
King Kong.
And I wound up on the Empire State Building. King Kong it is. Vicky gets control of that board. Well, Vicky, first of all, we'll show you a $10 money card.
Behind number 5.
And there are prizes behind the other 8 numbers. The lights are flashing. We lock them into your buzzer. You can stop the light whenever you want to. Good luck.
Come on, 5.
Missed the $10 money card, but what prize did she get?
She got cookware. Beautiful aquazine cookware, porcelain and enamel on steel with solid brass handles and knobs. Furnished by Toll Silver Company.
A very nice prize, yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. Champions got the lead. We'll be back to the match right after this. Well, a champion has a ways to go to get to that $6,000 entertainment center, but she's got the lead right now. It's Vicky at 35, Cheryl at 30, Jerry at 25. Back with this. Name the 6-letter word that describes the Japanese art of growing dwarfed trees, Vicky.
Bonsai.
Bonsai or bonsai, actually. Maybe, unless you want to kill the trees, that's bonsai. But the bonsai we will accept. You're up to 40. According to the musical Music Man, what was it that was causing all the trouble, Jerry?
Pool.
Right here in River City. Pool it is. Jerry ties her up in second place. Yeah. What 5-letter Spanish word describes a man who thinks he's strong and virile, Vicky?
Macho.
Macho man, yes, indeed. The $15 lead for Vicky. Neither snow nor rain nor heat, Jerry?
The mailman.
That's exactly who we're looking for, and Jerry in the second place at 35. But Vicky, you have a $10 lead. You didn't want the lamps before. Can we interest you? You and your husband, boy, your husband would fit one of these.
Vicky, enjoy romantic times wearing Gordon's his and her watches. Hers with a distinct 2-tone dial, his with a calendar, and both with quartz precision. Furnished by Gordon's Jewelers, and they're normally priced at $700. But today on sale of the century, they're yours for only $9.
Isn't that nice? His and her watches, $700 worth of watches for $9. And if you bought them, you'd still have the lead.
I wouldn't have an excuse for getting to work late, though.
No. But, well, listen, I'll help you. I'll even help you buy an alarm clock to go with it. I'll give you $300 in cash with it. 2 watches, $300 in cash. For $9, you would have a $1 lead. Going once. Yes, you'll buy. Enjoy the watches. Enjoy the cash. And it cost you just $9, and we knocked that off your score. $1 lead over Jerry, $6 lead over Cheryl. Back with us. What kind of creature is a horned puffin, Jerry?
It's a bird.
It is indeed a bird, and Jerry goes into the lead for the first time today. This American opera star titled her memoirs Bubbles, a self-portrait. She's Beverly... Vicky?
Sills.
Sills it is, and Vicky bounces back into the lead by 1. What major mountain range forms the natural western boundary of America's Great Plains? Vicky?
Rockies.
Rockies it is, and a $6 lead for Vicky, yes. What part of the body is affected if you injure your deltoid muscle? Jerry.
Your shoulder.
Shoulder it is, and Jerry again with a $1 of Vicky. After back and forth. Come on, Cheryl, don't let him pull away.
Okay,
on
I'm
you.
Coming.
The man who was president when the Great Depression struck in 29 was Cheryl?
Hoover.
You got right in there, didn't you? Yes, indeed. Cheryl goes to 35. Talking about Herbert Hoover, he managed to keep a sense of humor through all of that. Hoover, talking about life in the Depression, Hoover commented, "Just about the time we make ends meet, somebody moves the ends." We'll be right back. As you can see, the game is close. Vicky with a $1 lead over Jerry, and Cheryl not that far behind at $35. Back now to the Fame Game once again, and a famous thing. I am a powerful germ killer that destroys many bacteria and other microorganisms. I was discovered in London in 1928. Vicky.
Penicillin?
You are right. Nicely done with limited information. Very nicely done. Vicky, first of all, $15 money card is where, Summer?
Behind the number 7.
All right, 2 of them to shoot for. Lights are flashing. We lock them into your buzzer. Good luck, and you can stop them.
Come on, 7.
Missed the money card right between them. What do we have for her?
We have flatware, Michael C. Fina's silver plate flatware. 68 pieces in the contemporary deluxe drawer chest, furnished by the Michael C. Fina Company.
That's very nice. You got the plates the last time. And now $550 worth of flatware. Very nice pick, and that, of course, is yours to keep. And we're back with this. During the 20s, a controversial trial resulted in the conviction of two immigrants. Jerry.
Sacco and Vincetti?
Yes, we'll accept, yes. I was going to give you Sacco, and Vanzetti is the other one, and you got another five. You're back into the lead by four. In ballet, what French word describes the spinning of the body on the tip of the toe? Jerry.
Pirouette.
Pirouette it is. Jerry begins to make a move, hits the $55 mark. What is our word for the Scottish term luck? Vicky.
Lake.
Lake it is. Vicky goes over the $50 mark. But it is Jerry with the lead now. Jerry with a $4 lead. You can buy this.
Jerry, this instant bargain was just made for your home. An elegant etagere. Add the class of brass to your home with this beautiful bookcase that combines the beauty of glass with solid brass. Furnished by Swan Brass Beds. And it's normally priced at $1,573. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
That is very nice. Beautiful etagere. $1,573 it would cost you in the store. Here, it's $15. But it's your first opportunity to buy, isn't it, Jerry? You haven't had a chance before.
They're fast.
They are. Well, I don't know if you're going to win or not, but I certainly wouldn't want you to go home empty-handed. You know what I'm going to do? $1,573 etagere, $4. You'll be in a tie with Vicky. $4.
It's beautiful.
Going once. Going twice. He's going to buy for $4. Enjoy that. Way to go. For $4, and you'll also give him a sale surprise? My goodness. 100, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, $700 in cash. What a great buy for $4. And what a great match. We've got a tie as we knock the $4 off Jerry's score, and we'll be back right after this. Well, you picked the right time to buy, Jerry. Jerry got the etagere and the cash. We've got a tie between Jerry and Vicky, and Cheryl not that far behind at 35. Back with this. What Nobel and Pulitzer Prize-winning American author wrote of mice and men and the great... Jerry?
Steinbeck.
And the Grapes of Wrath, and I think you just beat the buzzer. You are right, John Steinbeck it is. Jerry goes at 56. Which continent has no permanent human inhabitants? Vicky?
The Antarctic.
Antarctica, yes indeed. You are right, and you're back in a tie with Jerry. What classic film tells the story of a longshoreman named Terry Malloy?
On the Waterfront.
Very nice. It sounds like a favor the way you got that one. And Jerry back into the lead by five. Third and final crack at the fame game and a famous person. I am an engineer born in Dijon, France in 1832 with the given names Alexandre Gustave. I specialized in the construction of bridges and viaducts and wrote a book titled The Resistance of the Air. I introduced the use of compressed air for bridge foundations, designed the skeletal framework for the Statue of Liberty. For the Paris Exposition of 1889, I designed a unique iron structure that for a long time was the world's tallest. This famous openwork tower, 984 feet high, bears, Cheryl?
Eiffel.
Bears my name. Eiffel it is, the Eiffel Tower. Isn't it interesting that the man who built the Eiffel Tower also built the framework for the Statue of Liberty? Well, Cheryl, we'll show you a $25 money card right now.
Find the number three.
Three of them to shoot for. We lock them into your buzzer. Good luck.
Come on, three. Come on, three. Oh.
Missed the money cards, but I hope a nice prize.
A color television. A great little color TV features 9-inch screen, AC/DC operation, and ultra-compact styling to make this terrific portable easy to carry from room to room from Green and Roberts.
It is indeed a nice prize. That is yours. All right. Now we finish up a good game with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? It is Jerry in the lead at 61. The champion trails by one question at 56. Cheryl not out of it at 35 as we start the speed round now. Who is the star of television's The Fall Guy? Cheryl.
Lee Majors.
Right. What do we call the star which is 93 million miles from the Earth? Time. Name the first woman to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court. Jerry. Time. In what state would you find the bullion depository housed in Fort Knox? Jerry.
Kentucky.
Right. Where can you find the auditory canal? Vicky.
The ear.
Right. What country contains the huge inland sea known as Hudson's Bay? Cheryl.
United States.
Wrong. How many separate athletic contests are held in a decathlon? Vicky.
10.
Right. Belgium and what other country makes up most of the region what's known as, Vicky?
France.
Right. In the movies, what actress did Dudley Moore consider a 10? Vicky.
Bo Derek.
Right. What southern state is nicknamed the Lone Star State? Vicky.
Texas.
Right. In what Midwestern city did the St. Valentine's Day Massacre? Jerry.
Chicago.
Right. What creatures are referred to by the descriptive word avian? Cheryl.
Ants.
No. And time is up, and Vicky has won it again in the speed round. Congratulations. Back with Vicky in just a moment. The word avian, aviary, birds. And the huge inland sea, Hudson's Bay, is Canada. And the first woman to sit in the U.S. Supreme Court, I know you know it, Jerry, if you just had a moment to think about it, Sandra Day O'Connor. And what do we call the star 93 million miles from the Earth? That is the sun. I didn't get a chance to finish the one, and Vicky did very well with Belgium, the country that once known as Gaul. It was indeed France. And we've got to say goodbye to Cheryl and Jerry, and I am delighted they are not going home empty-handed. Cheryl got the color television.
Thank
cash
you.
In front of you, $380 in cash and prizes.
Enjoyed it.
Thank
Thanks
you.
A lot.
And Jerry made a great buy with the etagere, $766 in cash. You are over $2,300 in cash and prizes. Thank you.
Thank you.
But Vicky came out on top again, and again, she's going shopping. Come on, Vicky. Well, congratulations. A good speed round did it for you.
Thank you.
Now you, adding that $81 to your previous total, you're up to 146, and you are a little far away for the second level prize, that entertainment center. Right. You do have enough money, of course. You know about this. That's the travel trailer that you've already seen. You easily have enough money for that. If you decided not to take that, you're very close with one. You'd have to keep winning, but $29 more is all you'd need for that wonderful entertainment center, which someone has already taken. And with your $146, if you get to $260, you're not that far away, you could have this beautiful bracelet. Jay?
Your eyes will sparkle looking at this stunning ladies' bracelet. An 18-karat gold link bracelet set with pave diamonds. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. Normally priced at $9,200, yours on sale of the century for only
$260. $260 is all it would cost. What did you say about wearing that?
I said it'd be just right to wear while feeding my five-month-old.
Yes, that's a very classy way to feed the baby. Let me tell you something else. Next thing up the line, get the $340, a great trip that you and your husband would enjoy. How about this?
You'll be yodeling to a different tune in beautiful Switzerland. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for 15 days in the storybook land of Switzerland, where you may enjoy quaint villages, picturesque lakes, and the breathtaking Swiss Alps. Normally priced at $12,000, yours on sale of the century for only $340.
You're not that far away from that. That would be a great trip for you and your husband. Let me continue all the way up the line. There was a lady's fur for $445. Beautiful automobile behind you for $530. $640 gets you all the prizes on the stage. $750 gets you all the prizes. And this.
A cash jackpot of $80,000.
That would be a total of $149,360 in cash and prizes. But right now, $146 easily buys you that travel trailer, the entertainment center, very close, just $29 more away. We'll get your decision what you want to do after this. Back with our champion, Vicki Ritterhoff. $146 in your bank account. Easily, you can afford to buy that travel trailer and leave us. I checked. I fit in there. Your husband would fit. Or put your money in the bank. Another $29 is all it would take with another win, and you could have this fabulous $6,000 entertainment center. Next thing up the line, Karen standing there wearing it, the diamond bracelet. What's it going to be, Vicki? Are you going to take the trailer and leave, or put your money in the bank and play on?
as nice as it is, I'm going to put my money in the bank and play on.
Yeah, you didn't like it the last time. I didn't think he was going to take it this time. We'll put another $1,000 in the cash jackpot as he plays on with $81,000 in the cash jackpot. Two new challenges next time on Sail of the Century. Bye for now, my friend.
Prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.